Address unknown, not even a trace of you. Oh, what I'd give to see the face of you. I was a fool to stay away from you so long. I should have known there'd come a day when you'd be gone. Address unknown, oh, how could I be so blind to think that you would never be hard to find. From the place of your birth to the ends of the earth, I've searched only to find, only to find, address unknown.
Address unknown. Honey child, I ain't even got a trace of you. You know one thing? I'd give anything in the world just to see the face of you. I was a fool to stay away from you and everything else so long. I should have been diplomatic and figured that someday you'd be solid gone.
Address unknown. Oh, how could I be so blind to think that you would never be hard to find? From the place of your birth to the ends of the earth, I've searched only to find, only to find. Address
unknown.
Evening. This is a heliogravure, which is an etching. It was hand-pulled from a copper plate in Paris in 1919. We know this because that's what it says on the back where the certificate of authenticity is located. Just as lovely as can be. Look at the soft, delicate shading. Very feminine. This is a limited edition. This is what you're looking for if you are a Renoir
100.
Fan.
Oh my goodness, right at the bottom.
Ooh, good.
One of the few exceptions is the African pancake tortoise, which has a flat, flexible shell that allows it to hide in rock crevasses.
Big swath of light to moderate snow from the Broken Bow area down toward Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island. That is all moving in our direction. So I do think around 7 to 8 o'clock, the snow will become pretty steady here across the region with all this moving on top of us. And that's really going to knock down visibilities. And again, snow-covered roads are going to be definitely likely this evening, making it even slippier or more slippery than it is out there at this time. There's that winter weather environment.
Thank you. Don't let false allegations bully you into an unfair fight. Hi, I'm Saul Goodman, and I will do the fighting for you. No charge is too big for me. When legal forces have you cornered, better call Saul. I'll get your case dismissed. I'll give you the defense you deserve. Why? Because I'm Saul Goodman, attorney at law. I investigate, advocate, persuade, and most importantly, win. Better call Saul. Do you feel doomed? Have opponents of freedom wrongly intimidated you? Maybe they told you that you're in serious trouble and there's nothing you can do about it. I'm Saul Goodman, and I'm here to tell you that they're wrong. It's never too late for justice. Better call...
To be 19 again. You with me, ladies and gentlemen?
Do you remember 19? Let me tell you, the juices are flowing, the red corpuscles are corpuscling, the grass is green and it's soft, and summer's gonna last forever. Now, do you remember?
Yeah, you do.
But if you're being honest, I mean, well, really honest, you'll recall that you also had an underdeveloped 19-year-old brain.
Me, personally, if I were held accountable for some of the stupid decisions I made when I was 19, oh boy, wow. And I bet if we were in church right now, I'd get a big amen. Which brings us to these three. Now, these three knuckleheads, and I'm sorry, boys, but that's what you are. They did a dumb thing. We're not denying that. However, I would like you to remember two salient facts. Fact one, nobody got hurt. Not a soul. Very important to keep that in mind. Fact two, now the prosecution keeps bandying this term, criminal trespass. Mr. Spinazzo, the property owner, admitted to us that he keeps most portions of his business open to the public both day and night. So, trespassing, it's a bit of a reach, don't you think, Dave? Here's what I know. These three young men, near honor students all, were feeling their oats one Saturday night, and they just went a little bananas. I don't know. Call me crazy, but I don't think they deserve to have their bright futures ruined by a momentary, minute, never-to-be-repeated lapse of judgment. Ladies and gentlemen,
you're bigger than that.
Period biology class. This one's for you. Watch and learn, loser.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Where'd all the blood go?
He's dead. They suck it all out, dumbass.
Awesome. Where did they put it?
All right. Look, I'm through the neck bone now, dude.
Oh, nice.
Keep going.
I'm getting it.
Get this out of here.
What kind of math is that?
700 per defense.
No. Defendant. Dent. Three defendants, 2,100. Which, by the way, bargain what I did for them.
They're going to jail, ain't they?
So, since when does that matter? They had sex with a head.
Look, didn't nobody tell you to try all three of them together? One trial, $700.
You're going to miss me. You are going to miss me, because it'll be a cold day in hell before I do any more PD work for this shitty court. Sayonara, baby.
You have yourself a nice day.
Law offices of James McGill, how may I direct your call? Yes, Mrs. Kettleman, so good of you to return. Actually, I don't have Mr. McGill at the moment, but I know he... Oh, splendid. Unfortunately, our offices are being painted, and the fumes are quite horrid. Could he meet you and your husband at, say, Loyola's Cafe on Central? 4 o'clock, it shall be. Cheers!
$3.
I'm validated. See the stickers?
Well, I see 5 stickers. You're 1 shy. It's $3.
They gave me... Look, I'm validated for the entire day, okay? 5 stickers, 6 stickers. I don't know from stickers because I was in that court back there saving people's lives, so...
Well, gee, that's swell. And thank you for restoring my faith in the judicial system. Now, you either pay the $3... or you go back inside and you get an additional sticker.
Son of a bitch. Fine. You win. Hooray for you. Backing up! I have to back up! I need more stickers. Don't have enough stickers. Thank you! Thank you! Very nice! Employee of the month over here! Yeah! Hooray! Give him a medal!
do anything, guys. Just relax, all right?
Well, I'm just fuzzy as to why you think he needs a lawyer. I mean, Craig, the way you run your office is beyond reproach.
Beyond reproach. I'm a stickler.
And he is.
You know.
A stickler with the money. He's definitely a stickler.
Yeah.
I mean, certainly not guilty of some...
It's certainly not. He's innocent of any wrongdoing. That's abundantly clear to me. And frankly, I don't go looking for guilty people to represent. I mean, who needs that aggravation, right? Look, all I know is what I read in the paper. And typically, when money goes missing from the county treasury, and the number here is 1.6 million.
Well, that's an accounting.
It's a discrepancy, absolutely. But typically, when that happens, the police look at the treasurer. And since that person is... I just think a little proactivity may be in order.
Yeah, well, I just think I'd look guilty if I hired a lawyer.
Well, actually, it's getting arrested that makes people look guilty, even the innocent ones. And innocent people get arrested every day. And they find themselves in a little room with a detective who acts like he's their best friend. Talk to me, he says. Help me clear this thing up. You don't need a lawyer. Only guilty people need lawyers. And boom, hey, that's when it all goes south. That's when you want someone in your corner, someone who will fight tooth and nail. Lawyers, we're like health insurance. You hope you never need it, but man, oh man, not having it? No.
How would we proceed if we decided to...
Well, this is a letter of engagement. It's very simple, straightforward. Please read it closely, but... If you sign it, I can get started on that defense strategy of ours this very afternoon.
Craig, I think maybe we should sleep on it.
Sure. Don't you think, Mr. McGill?
We should sleep on it.
Please call me Jimmy. Absolutely. I mean, there's no rush.
Oh, and you know, Craig, we got to pick up the kids.
Oh.
At the...
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we will be in touch. Thank you for the coffee and for the advice.
You're very, very welcome. Here, take this. It's got my phone number on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. The number is 945-600-544-4896-0643, and the expiration is 1104. Okay, and the key word here is classy, all right? Super classy. Use only flowers that look expensive, but, you know, aren't. And the note should say, Dear Betsy and Craig, best wishes from your stickler for justice, James McGill. Okay, and McGill spelled M-C. Well, run it again. Well, no. It's paid out. Run it again.
Are you okay? Say something.
What did you do?
I did...
What did you do to my brother?
What
did
you... Look where you're going.
I was making a turn. He came out of nowhere.
You freaking hit him, man.
You ran him over. You ran over my brother.
I get the whole thing on video.
It was an accident. It was an accident. He didn't mean to.
It's broke.
It's my leg. It's my leg.
Why are you driving around and not looking? Driving around and breaking people's
okay,
legs?
Okay.
Somebody call the cops!
Don't call the police!
No.
How are you gonna fix this? What are you gonna do to make things right?
I don't know, fellas. What can I do to make it right?
I don't know. $500.
$500.
Ow, what the hell, man?
Listen, Starlight Express, I'm going to give you a 9.6 for texting, 0.0 for choice of victim. I'm a lawyer. Furthermore, does this steaming pile of crap scream payday to you, huh? The only way that entire car is worth $500 is if there's a $300 hooker sitting in it. Now, let's talk about what you owe me for the windshield. You, what? I'll take a check. Chapkako, ladies. Chapkako. Chapkako. Chapkako, Mrs. Nguyen. Why don't you look at my mail?
You work for people who have sex with chopped off heads?
Was it in the paper?
I heard it from my cousin. Why? Why you work for these people?
Just lucky, I guess.
Cucumber water for customer only.
Messages.
Brenda, looking good. Nice do. Where's Lord Vader?
He's not quite ready for you yet.
South conference room.
How about you wait out here?
How about I don't? Oh, Sir Francis.
James.
Well-groomed as always.
Okay.
All right.
Chief, Karen, yes.
Forces of nature, Mr. Hamlin, and I won't have it!
Do you want me to call security?
It's okay, Brenda. We got it.
Hey, Jack. Hey, Nate. Hey, Aaron.
What can we do for you, Jimmy?
I'm sorry. It's this table. Something just comes over me. You can tell me what this
26,000 supposed to be for?
That's money for Chuck. Isn't that what you wanted?
A measly 26 grand. Jesus, you're like Peter Minuit with the Indians. Throw in some beads and shells while you're at it.
It's just a start. There'll be more. Unless you're going to just tear them all up.
And why was it made out to me? Why not Chuck?
Can he make his way to the bank? I just assumed it was best to have the money go through you. We can do it any way you want.
This isn't going away, Howard. What Chuck did for this firm, and damn near single-handedly, one-third of this place belongs to him. What do you got, 12 chairs here? Four of these chairs are Chuck's. You got five of these light thingamajigs. One and two-thirds are Chuck's. Yeah. Six, how many Danishes? Six Danishes?
You can have all the Danish you want, Jimmy.
No, no. They're Chuck's Danishes. And Chuck isn't greedy, so he'll just take two plus $17 million in that ballpark. I mean, we'll know once we get the accountants poking around here. Until then, no more penny ante checks designed to make it look like Chuck still works here. He doesn't. He never will again. It's time to do right by him and cash him out.
So these are Chuck's own wishes that you're conveying?
This is what's best for him.
So he personally told you that it's his wish to withdraw from the firm. See, that would surprise me.
It's been nearly a year since he set foot in here. I'm just doing what's in his best interest.
So am I. And I, for one, believe he's going to lick this thing. Until then, his office is just as he left it. His secretary's still on payroll. If Chuck can call this an extended sabbatical, then so can we. He's that important to us.
You know what? Let's let a jury figure it out. Yeah, they're going to love you, Howard. You're so down to earth and relatable.
And you will atone.
It's Ned Beatty from Network. For Christ's sake, Scott.
Jimmy, I almost forgot. This month's filings. You can save me the postage.
Weren't you listening in there? Chuck doesn't work here anymore. You think I'm going to help you establish a paper trail?
Jimmy.
No, stop trying to pawn that shit off on him.
Jimmy. You know, Jimmy, sometimes in our line of work, you can get so caught up in the idea of winning that you forget to listen to your heart. Give Chuck my love, would you?
Oh, there you are. Betsy, hey.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
Yeah, you look lovely today.
Oh, thank you.
No, I can't.
yourself?
Yes, I grounded myself. Gotta stop putting bacon on the list. That cooler's looking like a trichinosis stew.
Perfect timing.
Professor Brands Vogelson, mm-hmm. University of Helsinki.
Yeah, you're gonna have to get that translated.
And the Swedish?
Finnish.
Finnish translating and...
I'm sure there's someone at UNM who can do that.
You do know I'm trying to start a legal practice,
Olson's
right?
Olson's been working on the effects of electromagnetic fields on zebrafish. And,
oh!
Financial Times.
Yeah, I knew you missed it, so I figured what the heck.
Thank you. I know it's expensive here.
That's not... That's right.
I don't expect you to go out of pocket.
Right.
Go ahead, reimburse yourself.
Hey, Chuck, can you not read that for a second? Can we talk?
Are you all right? You look peaked.
I'm fine. Please just sit.
You're not in trouble.
You gotta cash out. You gotta.
Again? Really?
There's no other way. I know that you don't want to hear it, but you've got to.
You know I'm going to beat this. You know I'm going to get better.
Yeah, sure.
There's nothing more to talk about. I will beat this. Ergo, a falsus principiis, proficisci. Meaning?
That's not.
Meaning?
That's the one about false principles.
You proceed from false principles. Your argument is built on quicksand, therefore it collapses.
You're not listening.
Fine. Let's take this to its logical conclusion. In order to pay out my share, suppose my partners are forced to liquidate the firm. Then what?
It's their problem.
My clients are out in the cold. My cases are scattered to the winds. 126 people lose their jobs. What happens to your cronies in the mailroom? The assistants, the paralegals, the janitorial staff, all of them out on the street. Your friend Kim, a promising career, over and done with.
Hamlin owes you everything. You built that place single-handedly while he was out at Four Hills working on his bunker shots.
Let's not exaggerate. I helped.
You helped.
All the more reason not to tear it down, just for a little bit of cash.
Look, Chuck, I'm going under, okay? For the third time with these bullcrap contract counsel...
Bullcrap?
Bullcrap pissant PD cases at $700 a shot.
Public defender work is some of the best experience there is.
I just had a case, Chuck, with three clients. Arraignment, voir dire, jury trial, the whole nine yards. You know what I took home? $700. Yeah, I might as well head down to Skid Row and sell plasma.
You're representing people who have nowhere else to turn. The money is beside the point.
Money is not beside the point. Money is the point.
I keep telling you, have patience. There are no shortcuts. Do good work and the clients will
come. The clients will come. Yeah, I know. Okay. Hand to God. I wasn't going to say this, but you are broke. I can't carry both of us. I've been trying like hell, but I can't.
You're saying what? You think you have to provide for me? I never asked you that.
You didn't have to ask, okay? I've been doing my damnedest, but the day of reckoning is here. Soon, Chuck, you're going to be out on the street with all the electromagnetism in the world raining down on you. Now, please, please picture that, then tell me that money is beside the point.
This is what has you all worked up.
Yeah.
Jimmy,
There's nothing to worry about.
Here. What is this? A stipend.
It's going to be one every week.
$857 from Hamlin McGill.
I'm going to pay him back. Every penny. I didn't want to take anything, but Howard was very insistent. I'm going to pay you back, too.
But Hamlin was here?
It's not like I'm a recluse.
Wait, he put his cell phone in the mailbox.
He understands the situation.
He grounded himself.
Of course.
And the two of you agreed that since, as everybody knows, you're going back to work any day now, that the firm should help you make ends meet.
That's correct, minus the sarcasm.
Hamlin's making you a chump.
I'm going to get better. I'm going to go back to work, and I'm picking up where I left off.
Sorry, Chuck. I understand that you're trying to look out for me. But you're missing the bigger picture.
I got it. Speaking of which, Howard brought this. He's concerned.
Well,
you have to admit it could be confusing. Hamlin McGill. James M. McGill.
That's my name. I was born with it.
Still. How about Vanguard Law? Or Gibraltar?
Wait. So I'm not supposed to use my name? And Hamlin say so? What's he going to do? Sue me?
Nobody wants to create an adversarial situation. I'm sure Howard would gladly pay the cost of new matchbooks and so on. It's simply a matter of professional courtesy.
Chuck, whose side are you on?
There are no sides. But, Jimmy, wouldn't you rather build your own identity? Why ride on someone else's coattails?
Howard, let's dance.
Go!
Now, you can get closer than that, you bitch. Come on! Here it goes. There you go. Better? How was that? It's all right. You take a look. So tighter. Exactly.
Tighter?
What? Tighter what? Just stand tighter. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Man. That's a, we can call that a stylistic choice, I guess.
Hey, fellas. We got business.
How did you find us?
I know. Eerie, right? Whoa, come on. Give me 30 seconds. Could be the most profitable 30 seconds of your lives. Let me tell you about a young guy. Actually, he's about your age. He lived a long way from here, in a town called Cicero, Illinois. And in Cicero, he was the man. I mean, when he strolled down the street, all the corner boys would give him the high five. All the finest babes would smile at him and hope that he would smile back. They called him Slippin' Jimmy, and everybody wanted to be his friend.
Slippin' Jimmy? What the hell kind of name is that?
Well, I'll tell you now, winters in Cicero are murder. You guys growing up out here in the Golden West, you don't know.
okay? I'm talking cold that'll freeze the snot right in your nose. I'm talking wind that'll cut through your jacket and carve you up like a Ginsu knife. In fact, most folks in Cicero were scared of winter, but not Jimmy. Jimmy waited around all summer, and when September finally rolled around, he'd feel that first cold wind come sweeping off Lake Michigan. He knew it was coming. Was it Christmas? Was it Kwanzaa? Better. It was slip and fall season. Soon as it was cold enough, he'd find a nice, smooth patch of ice. State Street was good. Michigan Avenue was better. He'd pick his spot, wait for it to get busy, then he'd walk out on the ice. Boom! He would biff it so hard, people would come running from five blocks away.
Yeah, but did he collect?
Did he collect? Slip and Jimmy had it dialed in. Okay, one good fall, he'd clear $6,000-$8,000. That'd keep him in old Milwaukee and Maui Waui right through Labor Day.
$8,000?
$8,000. Now see, I look at you guys, I see potential. The skateboard's a nice sprinkle. That makes it a year-round gig. And clearly, you know how to take a header. Right? But I gotta ask you, best day ever, how much did you clear?
$630.
$630. Is that for one fall?
Two.
Two falls in one day. Even at your age, that's gotta hurt.
True that.
All right. Well, I got a job for you. How's $2,000 sound?
$2,000 for one hit.
One hit. Plus, you get to learn from the best.
Nice boat?
Yeah. Discreet, like a stripper pole in a mosque. Forget the boat. Look at the car. You know what that is?
I don't know. Station wagon?
It's a Mercury. A 1988 Mercury Sable wagon. Remember it. Burn it into your brains. You got it?
It's a Mercury Sable wagon. Sure.
Close your eyes. What color is it?
Brown.
No, it's medium sandalwood. Keep your eyes closed. How did the license plate start?
Four.
Give those gentlemen a gold star. Betsy Kettleman's her name. Every weekday between 2:25 and 2:50, she comes through here on her way to pick up her kids at Kit Carson Elementary. Now, you need a place where she's going to slow down, am I right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. She slows down, she hangs her right. You come shooting out of there. You do what you did to me. You go ass over tea kettle. You make it a blue ribbon special. When she gets out of the car, you're suffering St. Sebastian, right? You're the hammer. Okay, you get in her face. You scare the bejesus out of her. Give me your phone.
It's kind of busy here, don't you think?
Well, witnesses are good. Witnesses are pressure, all right? Now, once you've got her good and rattled, then you call for an ambulance. But really, you're calling for me. I'm number one on your speed dial right next to your weed dealer. You call me. I hot-foot it over here. I just happen to be driving by. I stop to see what the trouble is, and this is the most important part. You don't know me. We've never met. You got it?
Sure.
Okay. Now, I'm Mrs. K's white knight. We go mano a mano. You light into me. You can get nasty. No touching. Leave the hair alone. But otherwise, you know, open season. Yell, stop, call me a douchebag. I'm going to play it cool, give you back some of the razzmatazz, and once she's seen the fireworks, you fold like a lawn chair. Happy ending.
When do we get our money?
After.
After.
After. You get paid when I get paid on the rising tide that raises all dinghies. Now, pop quiz, what's the car?
Mercury Sable wagon, baby poop brown.
Okay, do you know me?
No.
Damn straight, go with God. I'm just glad I happen to be passing by. Happy to be of help, Betsy. May I call you Betsy? Please call me James. Oh, the kid'll be fine. Don't worry. He just got his bell rung a little. I'll handle that. Oh, no. Oh, no, no. I wouldn't think of taking your money for this. The embezzlement case. Oh, yes, I'd be happy to talk it over. Two minute warning.
Got it.
Sense of responsibility.
What? Hey! What the?
Funny to run into you, Betsy. I was just strolling the neighborhood. You were in an accident. Oh, Chris. Yeah.
She took off on us.
She what?
It was textbook, man. We were diamonds, but then she just took off.
Okay, wait. She hit and run.
That's what I'm saying. She bailed and wailed.
Okay, just stay where you are. I'll come get you.
No. Screw that, man. We're following her. You're following her how?
We got our way, yo.
Okay. New plan. You do know me.
I'm your lawyer. You got that? I'll meet you at the school.
No, she's way past the school. She hooked a left on Wachovo.
Now she's coming into Holiday Park.
Okay, stay with her.
When she gets where she's going, wherever that is, just don't do anything.
Wait for me.
Wait for what? You haven't been right even once. Flipping Jimmy my ass.
You fell into the honeypot, kid. You get it? Hit and run is a felony.
So what?
So what? So more money.
Since we fell in the honeypot, this is more money. So what do we need him for?
Lars, whoever... Oh, damn it! Come on!
Do it!
Son of a bitch! Come on!
Hold up.
Hey, yeah, Hugh, what is the matter with you? You hit and run.
Ran him over. You felonied my brother.
¿Qué pasa?
Habla English.
We call la policía.
La policía gonna be pissed.
I see you hit him. What happened, Chris? You see that?
No, no entiendo,
you did
no
that.
Entiendo.
I did that. You did that to me. Now you pay.
No, señor, no entiendo.
Make with a dinero.
Dinero.
See, righteous dinero.
Dinero.
You see.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Okay.
Mijo! Mijo!
Is that money?
Mijo, sal ahí!
Thank you.
up, officer of the court. Open up in the name of the law. Good afternoon. This